Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and celebrating the third decade of our show. I'm glad you're here, and all of those first two decades, just about all those first two decades, we've been sharing and receiving the wisdom of our good friend Eva Rosenberg. We've celebrated her 20th anniversary today. Eva, thanks again for 20 great years. She is the Tax Mama, folks, taxmama.com. The books are Deduct Everything. That's your new book. The other one before that was Small Business Taxes Made Easy. What else you got out there, Eva, for folks to use?
Well, actually, we're working on the Trump Tax Plan book. That's going to come out later this year. So that's going to be really interesting. But more importantly, if people have questions, if you have questions about tax issues, just come to taxmama.com, click on Ask a Question. It's totally free, no strings attached. We'll point you in the right direction. We're not going to do your work for you, but don't hesitate to ask a question, especially before April 17th.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Eva. We appreciate it very much. All right, so let's get into some of the things that people need to know about that are going away under the new tax law.
Yes, and this is really, really frightening. People who are out there in business in general, this is going to apply to everybody. No more entertainment expenses. So all of those $7,000 Super Bowl tickets aren't going to be deductible, even if you go with a client. No more entertainment expenses at all. You know, so those companies that go to those, like Comdex or something, and buy out a stadium and have Madonna or something play, none of that's going to be deductible because it's entertainment, unless they call it marketing.
Right.
So you may have to change what you call things in order to make them deductible.
Or maybe not only what you call them, but the types of purchases that you make.
For the types of purchases you make.
In other words, let me give you a quick example. You might not be able to deduct a $30 meal with a customer, but you could deduct a $30 book you bought the customer and gave to them.
$25 book. Gifts are limited to $25 per person per year.
Okay.
So that hasn't changed in 50 years. We can still get meals, regular business meals, but when it comes to maybe entertainment meals, we'll have to be careful about that. But here's the worst thing. For people who are not self-employed, they're out there being an employee, spending $20,000, $50,000 on employee business expenses, travel, and so forth, none of that's deductible for employees anymore.
Say that again. Are you saying that if an employee, like a commissioned salesperson, uses their own, I'm confused. Say that whole thing over again.
Exactly right. A commissioned salesperson or someone in customer service who is paying their own expenses out of pocket because their boss figures their commission or their compensation is high enough to cover their expenses, they're going to lose $20,000, $50,000 or more worth of
deductions. Why did they do that? Those are honest, straight up business expenses.
They really are. And here's a strategy, okay?
This is another reason to hate the tax code, the Tax Cut Jobs Act bill, folks. And I've already given you 29 reasons to hate it. This is another reason.
Your Congress folks have done a huge disservice to the working community.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, this was supposed to be helpful to people. It's not. Here's the suggestion. You work something out.
Who was fussing about this law before anybody, Eva? Who was complaining about this law before anybody?
Now, here's what you need to do. If you're the employer and you give a damn about your employees, you sit down with these employees and work out a revised compensation plan so their compensation is lower, but you reimburse all their expenses in an accountable plan where the employee gives you the receipts, you reimburse them, then the employee doesn't need to take deductions. You get all the deductions, and you come out ahead.
Let's say you can take them as the employer because it's a business expense.
Yes, but let's say you cut an employee's wages $50,000, okay, and give them back the $50,000 as expenses.
Right.
Your employee costs drop. You don't have
right.
all of the payroll taxes on it. So the employer gets compensated for the additional cost of this plan
mm-hmm.
by renegotiating the wages. If you don't do that, your employee who is generating all this money
mm-hmm.
for you may want to go out on their own into
right.
maybe a competitor or into business
or
themselves.
Or become a contractor.
It's not a good idea for them to be in business themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Eva, good job today, and thanks again for 20 great years. Come back soon.
Congratulations on the new book, and have
you.
A less taxing day.
Thank you. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, taxmama.com. Don't forget to check out that website. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.